Welcome, everyone, to The Peaceful Planet. Stay tuned. This is show host Marcia McMahon. You're listening to Appreciated Angels by Bob Murray, as inspired by John Lennon from Spirit. And to hear more of the wonderful music that is featured on our show on BBS Radio, go to thestarstillshine.com and check out Bob's wonderful musical talents and other talents. I want to really invite everyone that's listening right now to stay tuned with us, because we have a very important interview with a representative of the IM University. And our theme for the month, or last couple of months, has been finding out more about ascension. And we have Shamala with us, who is going to answer questions on behalf of Dr. Joshua Stone. And this is going to be an absolutely fascinating interview and fascinating evening. And I am just so glad to welcome Shamala all the way from Singapore to our show tonight. And I want to encourage also callers, and I do readings with the angels, and if you would like a mini reading, you can call the number 877-876-5227 or 888-810-8322 in Canada. And again, I would be happy to connect with the angels, but you need to make a specific question for me. And sometimes we even get messages from the Akashic realms through the archangels. We also have a very special message, as I always do my research on these shows, and usually while I'm working, taking notes on what I want to feature for the evening, the angels or someone breaks through my consciousness and sort of, quote unquote, knocks on the door and says, "Ah, there's a message here for you, Marcia. You've got to take this down." And I channel through a process of inner dictation. And I was fortunate enough to hear from Archangel Michael and from our beloved Mattia Michelson, who used to work with me on the show with Archangel Michael's messages. And these are two very special messages that are speaking tonight about the work of Dr. Joshua Stone and the IM University. And for those of you that might have heard of Dr. Joshua before, he's the person that used to host the WESOC in Mount Shasta, California, and he suddenly and you know, rather unexpectedly passed the spirit last August. That would have been 2005, and I had the great pleasure of knowing Dr. Joshua before he passed the spirit. And I can tell you that even just the few times that I emailed with him back and forth, he is really an enlightened individual, and I encourage you to tap into the imuniversity.org. Now, before I introduce Shamala and her and our questions for her and her work with Dr. Joshua, I just wanted to read these messages from Spirit because I thought they were very affirmative for our audience, for you to get an idea of the magnitude of his fine work. So this is our beloved Mattia speaking here, and she says, "I will speak first. Marcia, you are doing some most important work on your show, and we commend you for it, despite the fact that some will not accept the work or the work of Dr. Stone. I am pleased to see your efforts in bringing my friend Shamala on the show and explaining about integrated ascension, which is important." Marcia speaking, "Mattia, I'm so glad to hear from you, dear. How is life going for you now and in the orphanage with the AIDS children?" Mattia, "Oh, the children are so precious to me. I am so happy in my work and fulfilled in a way that I could not have been on earth. Diana is such a hoot, and she cares so much about each child, and so does Mother Teresa. Both are ascended masters, and I am in an ascension seat as well. Marcia, great to hear from you, dear. I miss you so much, but glad you did make it to ascension, and most important that you have a mission that suits you there." Now, this is Archangel Michael speaking here, and he's speaking about the work of the IM University and Dr. Stone. This is Archangel Michael. "Greetings, my beloveds, everywhere listening. I draw my sword of truth, and it cuts the veil of illusion. Dr. Joshua Stone's work will cut through all illusions that initiates must pass through. There is much work to be done on self, and his work with the Company of Heaven and his understanding of psychology will penetrate all illusions that many light workers are still dealing with and may not know it. I bring my light and blessing to this show, this light worker, Marcia, and those who came in my name before, that is my beloved Mattia and Dr. Stone, who were both my channels on the Earth plane. There are many preparations now for Earth and her inhabitants. Many changes now await. Not all are appealing. It is important that all work on their ascensions and their energy points, including their chakras. We send our dimensional healing energy for healing on your show. Many are called, but few choose to act on the calling. We must increase the vibration of Earth to one of love and light to bring forth more peaceful acceptance of the Earth changes at this time. Only love will do in the higher vibrations. I leave you with this thought. Love every part of your life and all in it. Cherish all and show your love and light this day. My love, Archangel Michael. So I thought those were very precious messages, and I couldn't resist sharing them with you, our listening audience. Again, I want to put out our number if you have any questions for me with the angels or for our beautiful guest, Shyamala. And the number is 877-876-5227 and 888-810-8322. So if we haven't gotten any calls, I'd like to move on then to Shyamala's biography, which is very abbreviated, and I know we'll probably want to get into more and learn more about Shyamala, too, this evening. Her bio is thus: Shyamala awakened to her gifts in 1998 and immediately after beginning doing healing work, counseling, channeling, and teaching. She immediately knew that this was her calling after having been in the advertising industry for more than 10 years. Shyamala saw that an entirely different lifestyle is necessary in order to fulfill her life's mission. And it was then that she chanced upon the work of Dr. Joshua David Stone. Shyamala felt an immediate connection with Dr. Stone's work and having been working with Dr. Stone ever since. Even now, upon Dr. Stone's passing to the spirit world, Shyamala, who is based in Singapore, continues to be a spiritual teacher, counselor, healer, and channel for the Ascended Masters with the IM University, which is founded by Dr. Stone. Dr. Stone was a highly regarded leading spokesperson for the Planetary Ascension Movement. He had left a living legacy of the most cutting-edge spiritual, psychological, emotional, and earthly revelatory set of books and materials for all who are keen to truly become integrated ascended masters. The work of the IM University is focused not just on spiritual ascension, but psychological, emotional, and earthly ascension as well. The goal is to allow all initiates to truly bring heaven down to earth in a practical, fulfilling, and balanced manner. And the website for the IM University is www.imuniversity.org. And you can email Shyamala as well at shyamala@imusingapore, imsingapore.com. So welcome, Shyamala, to the Peaceful Planet.
Thank you. Thank you, Marcia.
It's great to hear your voice finally after all of our email correspondence.
Yes.
It's been months now, dear. I'm so glad to have you on the show finally.
Thank you. I hope you can hear me clearly because we're having a huge thunderstorm here.
Oh, really? We have big thunderstorms here, too. That's interesting.
Okay.
Halfway around the planet. Shyamala is in Singapore. So that's interesting. And you're on a different day. We're on the 17th. What day is it there for you?
We're Monday on the 18th of September.
You're on the 18th already. Boy, that's something,
yeah.
Isn't it? Well, this has grown into a planetary group of studies and materials that Dr. Stone has put out. And
yeah.
I am just curious how you managed to meet up with Dr. Stone and what led you to his work, Shyamala.
Well, when I started meditating and teaching and doing all the work that I did for a short while, someone just, gave me this book by Dr. Stone. And when I read the book, I felt like, wow, this is real stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It is something that I can really get into. And because Dr. Stone is very focused on practical application and, you know, learning how to master your emotional body, your psychological self, I felt an immediate connection, you know, and I knew that this is the kind of work that will help me to grow in my path. And also, you know, I've been finding or reading books from other sources, and it just don't have the same information that I was looking for. And so I, you know, sent an email to Dr. Stone and to, you know, asking for guidance and advice, and he was very kind to offer the advice and even ask if I was interested in opening up a branch in Singapore. And that really rang a bell, and I decided, okay, this is something that I want to do.
Well, you know, it's crossed my mind once or twice, too, to open up classes, and I am going to be teaching on some of my messages from the Ascended Masters next weekend in my local community here in Central Illinois, but it's a first because this place is so fundamentalist. You know, I don't know if you know what I mean by that, but very, very, you know, old-time religion kind of thing, you know. No, when I ran into his work, I had a similar experience. I was reading one of his ascension manuals, and I kept staring at the picture, and I was thinking, "Oh, this guy's giving off so much light." I just felt this connection, and I began emailing him, and then we had this wonderful email correspondence. And somehow, I felt like he was bringing in the Ascended Masters and doing cleansings on my chakras at night and stuff. And I even mentioned that to him in an email, and he said yes. So he's really an interesting person. And, you know, he's written, like, so many books on psychological aspects of ascension and other things that he calls integrated ascension. But we've been talking about ascension on my show for the last month, and we've had a variety of very interesting speakers give channeled messages from Saint Germain, and we had Carla Rukert on back in the early spring, and she was wonderful, channeled Ra. But Dr. Joshua has a totally different approach to ascension than most other very world-renowned channels do. And all of us are going to get something slightly different depending on the master we're working with, and also to some extent depending on any coloring that we're bringing in. But Dr. Joshua's work stands, in my mind anyway, as sort of an authority unto itself on something known as integrated ascension, which is not something that we hear in ascension circles too much. And since we're trying to clarify for our listening audience what ascension really is all about, maybe you could clue us a little bit more on what integrated ascension might look like, Shyamala.
Okay. The ascension process basically means the process of growth and evolution. Now, in the New Age movement, what is very commonly known with regard to the term ascension is spiritual ascension. And the work of integrated ascension, on the other hand, it's about not just, you know, spiritual ascension, but really bringing in the energies of spirit into our emotional bodies, our psychological self, and in our earthly world, so that we are able to function fully and totally master our emotional body, master our mental body, and also to master our earthly life, and so that we are able to be of better service to our brothers and sisters on earth. Now, what is lacking for most people on the spiritual path is, you know, mental clarity, or sometimes they feel victimized by their negative feelings and emotions, and they don't know how to move beyond that. Or light workers may have, you know, poverty consciousness, not understanding how to bring about abundance in their lives, in all aspects of their lives, and so that they can be of better service. And so the work of Dr. Stone is really focused on bringing the energies of our higher aspects, you know, our higher intelligence or superconscious mind into these various areas of our lives so that we can function on the practical earthly level and yet be able to demonstrate our divine consciousness. And to understand that our earthly life and our spiritual life is not separate, they are one and the same.
Dr. Stone's background in psychology makes him uniquely qualified, but the stuff that I resonate with his work is all of his, what I find to be extremely meaningful and magnificent about his work that no other light worker has attempted even, is that Dr. Stone he used to have the synthesis ashram, and basically that was through the channeling of Dywal Kul. Am I saying that right?
Yes, Dywal Kul.
Yeah. And that was a Tibetan enlightened master that was overshadowing Dr. Joshua for many years. And what Dywal Kul gave to Dr. Joshua was the actual identity of various spiritual avatars and masters that were living on the earth plane now, and also he revealed the identity in previous lifetimes. And what was really interesting is that he revealed that most of the world's religions were created by ascended masters that kept coming back. In other words, you know, God sends a messenger and the people make a religion out of it instead of just taking the message and creating a better life with the message. Mm-hmm. And this, so now we have Judaism, we have Buddhism, we have, various other forms, Christianity, and of course Islam, and all of them are recognized world religions, and all of them have great teachings, but they all, kind of claim a different version of truth. But what Dr. Joshua was able to do in his work is really see not only the justification for the oneness of all the religions, but the oneness of all people, which is something that a lot of light workers have woken up to. That's nothing new. But what's really revealing, I think, about his work is that he gets into these past lifetimes, identifying, for instance, that Bartholomew, who was a disciple of Jesus, later incarnated as Muhammad, and then he incarnated another time as Patrick Henry here in the United States. So, I mean, his work is just really interesting. The way he unifies the world religions and shows us that these masters return again and again, that's something I had never, ever come across in any other writing. You know, I think it's just phenomenal.
I think the goal is also to show people that no matter which, religion that you belong to, you can apply the teachings and to use your religion as a foundation and then to keep on working on developing and refining your consciousness to become an integrated master. In other words, you don't have to change your religion. You just need to be able to apply all that you have learned in a manner that, you're not just following a blind faith, but you're using discernment, you're owning your personal power, and you're using the wisdom well on all levels of, in your life, whether it's spiritual or whether it is, in the job that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that is the idea behind the integration of all religions and allowing people from all paths, to walk on the path of integrated mastery.
Yes. Now, I would like to talk about the ascended masters and give some clarity and get some clarity from you as well. I work with a group of ascended masters. Many people who channel have an affection or a direct connection to a favorite ascended master that sort of functions perhaps as one of their guides or, a master that is widely recognized and that they resonate with. And in my case, because I've written a couple of books with Princess Diana, she is, an ascended master now, and she has worked with me for many years. I also work with Jesus and Mother Teresa, and a number of archangels, as you can see. But, you know, for those of us in the audience, shall we say, that are tuning in and wondering what's all the talk about ascended masters, my understanding is that these are just people in life that mastered a lot of lessons, that were masters on various rays or gifts they had while they were in service, and then they passed on, and then they became leaders on the other side for the rest of humanity. And that is my brief definition of what an ascended master is, but the actual an acronym for the I Am University stands for Integrated Ascended Master University. So because it's a clever play on words, and I like the way Dr. Joshua designed it, you know, if you have anything to add or you'd like to define for us an ascended master or tell us which ascended masters you resonate with, just give us your take on the ascended masters, if you wish, Kamala.
Well, I agree with what you have said about, you know, your definition about ascended masters. They are beings who have walked on the surface of this earth. They have had many incarnations, just like all of us, and they have learned many lessons. And most importantly, what has made them ascended masters is that they have mastered the earthly life. They have mastered their emotional body. They have mastered their psychological self. And because they have reached a certain level of mastery, they are able to move beyond the wheel of rebirth and to move into ascension. And so, of course, there are various levels of ascension, and how evolved one is, you know, highly dependent on the clarity within their consciousness. So integrated ascended masters are those that are multi-talented, you know, are those that have mastered many, many areas or aspects of life, and able to bring these gifts that they have as an offer to service people on earth. And the masters that I feel a really close affinity to are really the masters of the seven rays. And I feel a really close affinity to Kuan Yin as well.
Oh, wonderful.
But I work with them, yes. I work with them on a daily basis.
Oh, do you?
Because of the channeling work and the healing work and teaching work that I do. So I work with them, you know, on a daily basis.
That is
And
beautiful.
I really enjoy their company.
I do, too. I like their company. Sometimes I prefer it to the average, you know, the average Joe out there, the average whatever their name is, you know, Rose or whatever, you know. But, yeah, that's the other thing. I can get really caught up in my channeling work, you know, and it puts me into such a pleasant vibration, and the messages that I get are so awesome and profound sometimes that I am just left dumbfounded, and I really want to share it a lot. Thankfully, I have this radio program to share my messages. But I used to have like sort of a local group where I would be doing a lot of teaching, and I sort of felt like that group was not ready for ascension. And when I first met up with Dr. Joshua and his work, I told them about it, and I was just like so raring to go to teach ascension, you know. And it was at that point that these friends sort of dropped their interest. It was like they were not interested or ready for ascension. And the very thought of trying to work on themselves or trying to better their life or explore or grow or discipline themselves or psychologically tune themselves or learning how to channel, any of that was like, they didn't think they had the gift. So it was like, you know, I explained it wasn't a gift. It was something that you really had to work at, and that was not good for them. They did not want, you know, so what I have encountered in other people's messages, and I'm kind of thinking of my friend Carolyn Evers, who has a number of shows here on the BBS network, and Carolyn is definitely a master and definitely a, I would say, a living master. And, you know, she has wonderful messages that indicate that there's sort of a division going on here, where those of us that are ascending are kind of, you know, chosen, and those of us that are not are on another path and will not make the choice. In other words, those of us that serve others and serve the light, and those of us that are just not interested somehow, you know? And I know you know what I'm talking about, but I haven't seen that, you know, reference to the division of souls, but I do feel it's going on. I was wondering if you had anything from Dr. Joshua or Kuan Yin or any of the other people that you've been working with, the masters, on that question.
Okay.
Or, you know, if you feel that everyone is still a likely candidate for ascension.
Mm. Well, ascension is open to everyone, according
mm-hmm.
to the masters. This is because it is everyone's innate ability to be able to do that. All of us are made to ascend, and we are made to ascend for a reason, to realize God and to realize self. God has put 6 billion souls on earth for this purpose. And so everyone is offered this opportunity to move towards ascension. But some souls may choose not to do it in this lifetime, and this may be for various reasons. And the primary reason is due to the resistance from the negative ego thought system.
Right.
So to understand the process of ascension, we must understand what is the negative ego thought system. Basically, this is like a giant thought system that is functioning on its own, that is not supported by God in any way. It's almost like it has its own life form. And what generates these thought systems is how human beings create negative thoughts and negative feelings. And so by creating negative thoughts and negative feelings, actions, or even within our speech, we are actually allowing this negative ego thought system to grow. So we are feeding it. And because the negative ego thought system is a very powerful energy that influences all aspects of life. I mean, it influences mass consciousness.
Definitely,
so many, yeah. So many people on a spiritual path, even though it's within their heart, within their conscious mind, they have a strong desire to want to ascend. They want to do God's work. They want to, you know, do healing work or channeling or be of service in any way, in any method that they feel passionate about. They will be met with this resistance from the negative ego. And this is where the work of the I Am University comes in. So, you know, Joshua has written books on how to combat the negative ego, on how to move beyond this negative ego thought system within ourselves, how to battle these negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative action, negative words. And I understand how people can feel, you know, completely overwhelmed by thoughts of negativity, because all of these programming that we have within our consciousness is really stored within our subconscious mind. And if we're not aware of what these programmings are, they can sabotage it. And, you know, many light workers or spiritual people are left wondering, you know, I have this strong passion to serve God, but why is it that I'm not able to do it? Why do I feel great fear? Why do I have, you know, feelings of being unloved? Why do I feel that I am, you know, I feel guilty? Why do I have all these negative feelings and emotions? Why do I have these negative thoughts about myself? You know, they're asking questions. Why can't I do it? And this is why Dr. Stone has found it necessary to address these questions. We have so many light workers who are so passionate about, you know, doing God's work, but has not found the tools to help themselves. So the aim of the I Am University and the aim of Dr. Stone is really to assist light workers to move beyond this negative ego thought system and to embrace spiritual consciousness and God consciousness, or what we would like to call Christ consciousness, Buddha
right.
consciousness.
In order to do that, you really do have to set down personal time and become familiar and comfortable with yourself and your own skin and your own issues and really
yes.
work them out. But, you know, it's in some ways when, you know, on the outside looking in and you read Dr. Stone's claims, like this is the rocket ship to God, my friends, and he used to say things like
mm-hmm.
that, you know.
Yeah.
And I love his expressions, you know, they're perfect. But from the outside looking in, you go, well, okay, it's the rocket ship to God, but, I mean, you know, how do you get beyond these negative ego programs? I mean, I feel that I've cleared a lot of my own negative ego out, but, you know, I've been working many, many years on, I read The Course in Miracles, I think, for 20 years or something. I don't know. I read it and reread it, and, you know, and then I came to find out that Dr. Stone had written the first book, the second book I bought from him. It was a very long course on the true life and teachings of Jesus Christ according to the Akashic records. And he also includes commentary, fresh commentary on The Course in Miracles. And I thought, wow,
yes.
you know, I've never known anyone to do the kind of work that Dr. Stone's doing. Dr. Stone, well, he did reference some of the Edgar Cayce readings on the life of Jesus. And when he did, he mentioned the Cayce readings by name. But, you know, he had a lot of esoteric information in the life of Jesus that I really had not encountered at all before.
Mm.
And so he is pretty amazing in terms of the esoteric knowledge that he has. He's just really, some people have described him as far out, but I think he's just really interesting, you know, if you gravitate to this kind of thing. And I highly recommend that, The Life and Teachings of Jesus the Christ. I think that's the title of it. I've read so many different things by him now. I'm not sure I have all the titles straight. Is that the right title, Shyamala?
That, in short, the name of that book would be called Correspondence Course Number 5.
Right.
It is the course about, you know, Jesus, Ananda, and teaching. And it's really, also assists people who come from a Christian background to use that information and to see it in different lights, to see it
mm-hmm.
with greater psychological clarity and less, and to see it less from a religious or maybe a limited lens.
Right.
And sometimes
well,
if we're stuck in a certain form of thinking, then, you know, we tend to see things in a smaller scope. And so Dr. Stone has written it from a full spectrum prism consciousness, to allow people to expand their consciousness and using the Christian religion as a basis or a foundation.
Right, but you know, it seems to me though, being in light work and being a New Ager that I've been for many years now, even though I had the foundation being raised Catholic and then I was, you know, present in a number of Protestant churches in my adult life, and my foundation is definitely Christian, it seems to me that I had to just almost throw out the baby with the bathwater. You know, I had to get rid of most of it. Much that I love and revere Christian art, and I still teach art history, and just last week I was teaching all these units on, you know, the early Christian church, the catacombs, and the Byzantine style of art. You know, I just love all of that. But boy, did those early church fathers ever twist and distort the doctrine, you know, to where it just isn't even the same thing that Jesus intended, as far as I
yes.
can tell. And Dr. Joshua brought that out very well in his book on Jesus, I thought, because he was explaining about the importance of Jesus' ministry and mission, and it's like it just eclipsed so many of these really fundamentalist churches that will insist that, you know, Jesus died for your sins and that if you don't confess him, you're going to hell, and they get into this really warped out thinking. And, you know, unless you gradually, you know, loose yourself from the bondage and the fear and the guilt that these churches will bring, and I'm sure all the religions do this to some point or another, and that's
mm-hmm.
that's really healthy. I think what, you know, he's doing is right on, but it seems to me that I had already worked out a lot of that by the time I came to his work, but it's not to say that his work isn't revelatory. It is very relevant and
mm-hmm.
very revelatory in terms of finding out about, you know, more than just what, you know, the religious doctrine would have you believe, you know. But we are living in some very, a very unusual times, planetary speaking. And I have information from my guides and ascended masters, and I also channel the Heavenly Host, who have mentioned earth changes and this kind of thing. And I know that there is a lot out there on the internet of channeling, but I feel that I do have some information about coming earth changes with the earth quaking and trembling and possible volcanic activity and that sort of thing. And I don't emphasize that very much in my work on the radio show or even in my website or anything. But I just wondered if you were getting the same kind of thing about earth changes or what, you know, other prophetic types of information you may be getting personally or what Dr. Joshua may have to say about that, either of the sources, if you could comment.
Okay. Well, the earth changes that are happening is really a clearing and cleansing process, mm-hmm. Just like every individual. When you fall ill, it means that you are experiencing an imbalance within yourself. And when you have, you know, like a flu or a cold, you are just cleansing the energy out from your system. And the earth is going through the same changes. She's just cleansing her system, her energy grids and all that. And the creation of, you know, all these disasters are actually created by human beings, negative thoughts. We have projected all our negative emotions and thoughts.
Mm-hmm. That's
and,
exactly.
These energies are, you know, sent to the earth, and what we're seeing is a reflection of what is going on within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So to move beyond this is to move beyond the fears and to take the changes that the earth is experiencing, you know, to remain calm, to remain even-minded, and to know that this will pass because it is part of the clearing and growth process.
That's beautifully put. Thank you for your clarity on that, because that's what I've been getting in my messages, and I know it's true, and I'm, you know, aware that there's a possibility of this kind of thing, and that because the earth is ascending, it's corollary to us. We're human beings. We're ascending, and the earth is simultaneously ascending, and there are parts of it that are difficult. And again, I've gotten from the Ascended Masters for many years that with areas of war, there will tend to be earthquakes in those areas because this dark, dark energy kind of hovering over those particular areas of our countries, and very often it necessitates some kind of a cleansing or clearing. So thank you for your clarity on that. That was very, very well done. So tell me a little bit about your personal work with the IM University and what you do with IMU Singapore. And, you know, I saw something on your email. You always attach some channeling sessions and other types of groups that you may be facilitating, that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, in Singapore, I teach classes. I do that once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, in the classes, we have discussions, and I channel the masters for the work that we do. And so on the international scale, I do sessions such as healing, channeling, even teaching. And most of the work is done, like, for example, for a healing session or a channeled session, they are all done remotely. So all I need is the person's name, and then I will do the channel session and have them record it and send it to people all over the world. For teaching, you know, I do that via email. So the work becomes quite versatile for me, and to be where I am and to be able to serve a huge community. The channeling work that I do, right now we offer, I think, probably 100 over channel sessions. Each session will focus on a particular area that a person would like to work on, and each session will have a different master working with the person. And so it really depends on what the person needs, and essentially the role of the channel sessions that we're doing is to target a wide audience. Because if I were to channel, let's say, a particular master like Kuan Yin, so it may appeal to some people, but not others. And so to create more avenues for people who may not feel an alignment with Kuan Yin. There will be sessions with, let's say, Mother Mary or, you know, other lady masters or any of the other masters that that people are familiar with. And so Gloria, who is the president of the IM University, and I, we work together in creating these sessions that we like to offer to people. And we hope to reach out to a wide audience. And so far, you know, even though I'm located in Singapore, I've served people in as far as Norway or Finland. Yes. And
well, you're
Brazil.
Very well spoken, and your English is perfect. So, you know, you're
thank you.
Versatile, and it is one of the universal languages on Earth. So I commend you in that work, and I do very much the same in my channeled sessions with the Ascended Masters, too. But I think that you do it with a different perspective and that you're serving the IM University. And that
mm-hmm.
is, again, if people wanted to reach you for a channeled session, what could you give out your email again, Shyamala?
Okay, my email address is shyamala@imusingapore.com. Let me spell that out. It's shyamala@imusingapore.com.
Thank you.
You can send
and
me an email.
I hope some of our listeners, oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to give the website again?
Yes, the website address is www.imunivercity.org.
imuniversity.org. And
yes.
We're about 10 minutes from the end of our show. We're going to feature some music toward the end of the show. But, you know, there's just so much material from Dr. Joshua that I'd like to mention, too. He has, not only did he host the WISAC celebration in Northern California around Mount Shasta there, but he's written 40 books on Ascension. Is that correct? The 40-volume series, is that what it's called?
He has written 40 books, but... another 10, which are called training manuals and correspondent courses, have also been published. And all these, you can get all these books from our website. And in fact, we will be celebrating WISAC next year, not in Mount Shasta, but in Vienna, Austria, in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone who's interested in joining us for WISAC celebration in Europe, please visit our website for more information.
You know, I spent a summer in Austria when I was in college, and I was studying art in Salzburg, and it would be so wonderful.
It's beautiful,
to come
yes.
back to Austria. What a goal to set in mind. Okay, listening audience, come on to Austria next year. It will be so beautiful there. And
yes.
I think Gloria said that she's right near the United Nations as well. So that's an interesting thing because
yes.
Dr. Joshua in his work talks about there being a whole new, you know, kind of, not new world order, no, God forbid, but a whole new sort of world government emerging in this age of ascension. And he does refer to this age as a golden age. And,
yes.
you know, in my work, I've been working on the problems of the planet and bringing a close to the wars, and it's a very large path. And many light workers approach this in different ways, you know, bringing peace through the planet, through the music that I feature with John Lennon and his messages, some of my messages from Princess Diana, and, you know, so on. So, you know, her messages tend to focus on what we need to do to diplomatically solve things, but, you know, John's are more just, you know, focused on world peace issues. I wondered what... I know Dr. Joshua has prophesied that this will be a golden age and it will be peaceful at some point, but I was just wondering if you recall anything about what he may have said about what we can all do to bring peace to the planet.
I think ultimately, you know, all the work that he has done, all the books that he's written and shared with all of us, I think the main message that he would like to share with people is that In order for us to experience, you know, peace, the world peace, we need to establish inner peace within ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and to allow this, you know, all the work that we do within ourselves to multiply outward. And that is how we welcome the golden age, because if we focus within ourselves and to clear the negative ego and integrate our spiritual consciousness, then we are able to do that with other people. We are not able to share what we don't have. So only by working within ourselves will we have, you know, better, we'll be better equipped in many ways to assist others, and then as a mass together, you know, all of humanity together, we'll be able to welcome the golden age,
right,
with, you know, spiritual consciousness.
You know, with what we're producing here on BBS Radio too, I might add, so many of the shows are focused on unity consciousness, are focused on either world peace or alternative healing or work with angels and channeling and that kind of thing. We have over 40 shows on our network, and we do reach a worldwide audience. And it's evident to me that humanity is in the process of turning away from mainstream type ideas and turning on to so many of the better alternatives that are out there, such as the programming that we're featuring, which focuses, in my case, on ascension and learning more about it. But every show on the BBS network has something, I think, really unique to offer. Likewise, I also think that each of Dr. Joshua's books and studies, guides, and manuals addresses one particular aspect of esoteric knowledge. But I have to use the word esoteric because I do find his work esoteric. It is really well researched. It is very intellectual, at the same time very spiritual. And, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's nothing short of truly revelatory. I guess that's the word I would use, or just really wow, you know. So I want to encourage our listeners to look into his work. I know a lot of you listening probably have heard of him. Maybe some of you have been to the Weak Sock before. Because we have a few minutes left at the end of the hour, and we don't normally, I'm putting out the number again if you would like to call and ask a question from Shalma or myself, 877-876-5227. Perhaps you have a question about ascension you'd like to ask it. We're opening our phone lines. If you're in Canada, 888-810-8322. Shamal, is there anything else you'd like to add to what we've discussed this evening?
Any questions you have? Because I cannot think of anything else besides all that we have said.
You know, it seems to me, though, we've really just brushed, you know, the surface of what there is to be found in his work.
Yes.
And you tell me that you've read every book of his?
Yes, I have.
Gloria's been very kind in sharing so much of his correspondence courses, and I was looking today at how to teach ascension, which is something I've been wanting to do for a couple of years, and I'm going to, you know, try and start that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm teaching it on the program, of course. That's one thing. But teaching it in another group. So if you're interested in taking any classes with me, I want to put my website and my email out there too. If you have questions for me, either for the show, for readings, or would like to join an Ascension study group, I'm at DianaSpeaks@hotmail.com. That's me, Marcia McMahon, the show host. And my website is www.DianaSpeaksToTheWorld.com. where you will see many channelings from many ascended masters, including Princess Diana, but not limited to her. At one time, I was more exclusively channeling her, but I channel many masters and guides. And then I think what we'll do is mention the number again, 877-876-5227, and I'll select some music that we can conclude our show with here. Let's see. You know, before we do that, I think I may read something that impressed me that I copied from Dr. Joshua's work. He's talking here about the I am presence and the use of the what is the I am. So I think I'll read from his work on what he's saying, because I want you to get a flavor for his actual words, and then we'll go to the music. And this is what he's saying in the question, what is the I am presence? He's explaining the I am university. I asked Metatron, by the way, Metatron is an angel, to look into the Book of Life and the Akashic Records to see the success of the I am university on all levels, and he told me it would be off the charts. That is why they are supporting it collectively above all other movements to the degree they are. Having channeled and written the 40-volume, easy-to-read encyclopedia of the spiritual path really provided for me a good foundation for starting this I Am University. The Ascension book series provides foundational building information. The correspondence courses, training manuals, and forthcoming curriculum material, along with the Ascension Activation Meditations and Subconscious Mind Makeover CD series, provide the revelatory New Age Aquarian Age higher octave of teachings of the mighty I Am Presence, the Christ, the Ascended Masters. If you want to achieve your 12th to 22nd levels of initiation and light body and achieve your ascension and resurrection in this lifetime and become an integrated full-spectrum prism consciousness I Am Master, Christ is Master, and Ascended Master, then study this specific information. This information, in combination with the 8 Inner Plane training programs, the Inner Plane I Am University itself, and the absolute revelatory profundity of the I Am University curriculum materials, is the rocket ship to the mighty I Am Presence, Christ, and Ascended Master realization. Most importantly, practice the presence of the I Am on Earth in your daily life. If you want to become the mighty I Am Presence, you must be, live, demonstrate, act, embody, and receive the mighty I Am Presence on Earth. Create your I Am consciousness and reality. So I think that's a profound section of what the I Am University and Dr. Joshua have to offer. And he concludes that with, and we're going to conclude this on his note, the I Am is with you and you are the I Am. The Christ is with you and you are the Christ. The Inner Plane Ascended Masters and Company of Heaven are with you, and you are the externalization of the Ascended Masters on Earth. Be still and know that I am God. And on that note, Shamala, thank you so much for joining us on the Peaceful Planet program. I hope to speak
thank
to you,
you
again.
Thank you for having
Maybe
me.
Maybe we'll have you on again sometime. And
thank you. Yes.
We're going to continue our series on Ascension for next week. So please don't miss next week. This is show host Marcia McMahon, and I'm going to ask Don to play something for Gossamer Wings by Bob Murray, as inspired from George Harrison. It's a song about angels and angel wings and butterfly wings, and say goodnight to everyone and many blessings to all. This is Marcia McMahon, and I'm signing off now.